India's Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee today traveled to the western state of Gujarat, devastated by last Friday's earthquake. Estimates of the number killed have reached 20,000. Many thousands remain trapped in the rubble. Rescuers are working around the clock to pull out the living and the dead. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports from the city of Bhuj, 13 miles from the quake's epicenter.
Rescue crews are only now beginning to fan out from the most populated areas into the countryside, where a large percentage of the state's population lives. What the government teams are finding there is a grim reminder of how widespread the devastation is. Whole villages have been flattened, with thousands of victims still buried in the rubble. But 3 days after the quake, rescue teams are still finding people alive. In the town of Anjar, 30 miles south of Bhuj, 15-year-old Kunal Doshi lies trapped under a pile of concrete and wood that used to be a three-story house. His friends wait anxiously outside. Kunal Doshi has been buried for more than 60 hours now. His legs are pinned by debris, but a stout wooden door frame that wedged just above him saved him from being crushed when the house fell. His would-be rescuers, an army major and his team, give Kumal food, water, and encouragement as they continue the delicate process of freeing him without triggering another collapse that could kill him. Kunal is putting on a brave show, but after 3 days of this, he is clearly fatigued.
I'm very tired. I have no energy. And pain is there. Just hoping for getting out. I think they will get me out.
Yes, sure.
And keeping faith on God.
Don't worry, we'll take you out tomorrow. Okay, Kunal?
Yes.
The major's men have pulled six people out alive since they arrived in Anjar on Saturday. They hope to make Kunal the seventh. Others in Anjar weren't as lucky. 100 yards away, a front loader digs into a pile of rubble as rescue workers, mostly local volunteers, gently pull bodies from the debris. They wear kerchiefs over their mouths and noses to keep out the stench from rotting bodies. This pile is all that's left of several buildings that collapsed on Friday, burying more than 350 school children waiting in the alley below for a Republic Day parade to begin. Madhukan Shaw is a local doctor.
They were going into the procession. They were to reach half a kilometer away from the place where they were. 9 o'clock was the time when it was going to be. And 8:40 the earthquake started. So the children, they were reaching there, and all of a sudden this thing happened, and both the side buildings collapsed on the children and teachers.
Townspeople managed to pull out more than 40 of them alive, Dr. Madhukan says, but the rest didn't make it. He thinks more than 3,000 people died when a mile-long section of Anjar's old city crumpled, wiping out almost every building in the neighborhood. Shabir Bai, a sad-looking telephone booth operator in a white skullcap, says his family lost 9 people. No family, he says, escaped the quake unscathed.
So many people have died. Every building, every house, every shop, all are finished. Every family lost 1, 2, 4, 5, 10. Full family are lost. Everyone lost something.
Back in Bhuj, Hindu prayers for the dead and a makeshift crematorium set up in the yard of a local school. Workers are busy stacking wood to keep the fires burning, and more trucks with more wood are coming all the time. The official supervising this operation says 348 people were cremated yesterday in the schoolyard. There are several more in other parts of the city as well, and all, he says, are busy. Jayesh Poppet, a local doctor who's volunteered to help at the crematorium, says the people who come here with their dead are numb with both grief and fear.
Psychologically, they are very much affected, and they have a fear that another time it will come over here. They are very much upset. Even simple voice comes from outside, they think about the earthquake. They are very much upset. People are very upset.
It is virtually impossible not to think about the earthquake. Not only has it taken people's loved ones, but also their homes and their businesses. There are few people in the worst hit areas who dare sleep in their houses anymore, those who still have houses, that is. The fear of aftershocks is so great that most simply sleep out in front of their homes or in any open space nearby. In many parts of Gujarat, there is no electricity, no water, and no phones to inform anxious relatives, and no sign that life here will return to normal anytime soon. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Bhuj, Gujarat.